If you're sitting in the ICU and you're caring for somebody, what questions do you want the family to ask you?
The families often ask first, how likely are the patients to survive this? And that's a difficult question to answer oftentimes, and I don't like giving percentages. But knowing the etiology and knowing the patient, and it becomes very patient-specific. It's the sort of patient that has a disease process and not a disease that a patient has is helpful. The other things that patients, families often want to know is what to expect if they get better. And telling them that they're in for potentially a long rehabilitation stay, along with some of these other consequences, memory loss, post-ICU delirium, even post-traumatic stress disorder from the ICU. Those are the sort of things that patients' families ask us, and I often talk about as they improve through their stay, what to expect after they leave the ICU.
On the other side of the coin, how do you tell a family member or another physician, let's say, how to avoid ARDS?
There's a lot of studies now in how do we prevent this from even happening in the first place. So patients that are on a ventilator that have no injury, we know that those low tidal volumes, those small volumes, help prevent ARDS or lung injury from first occurring. We know that less sedation is usually helpful. We know that sitting a patient up in bed to keep from aspirating and causing more damage to their lungs is also helpful.
And if somebody hasn't been ventilated yet, and you're worried about them developing ARDS, what can be done in those hours before the thought of ventilation happens?
Using other modalities that don't place a patient on a ventilator, things like non-invasive ventilation, high flow, that give a lot of oxygen, but to an awake patient that helps support their need for that oxygen without having to then place them on a ventilator.
Probably give them plenty of oxygen and maybe even, if possible, get them up.
Correct.
Get them out of bed.